morning and putting on his senator hat for us today. That's Senator Dan Dockstetter. He's in studio with a legislative update. Senator, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Many people don't realize it. The legislative work continues almost year-round. For those who take it serious, we have some who don't take it serious, but for those who take it serious, it doesn't let up each and every week. I'm gone every week to something related. So
absolutely. A lot of miles that you put in. I think, Dan, we start with the committee that you chair. It's a big one, the Minerals Business and Economic Development Committee.
Yeah, right. We just finished up meetings in Gillette, and we are moving legislation through that's focused on not only addressing the new energy that's developing out there and carbon sequestration and the further developments of coal, but and nuclear and all of that. But we're also, a group of us, working very hard to make a priority with the old energy. And that's, I've kind of outlined my priorities this morning for you, and I thought, what have I worked on all year long? And it's just down to two. I mean, there's a big picture out there. We're working all the legislation, but my two top priorities are, first, property taxes. Nothing else matters beyond that to me right now. And then the strength of the Lincoln County economy. Because if we don't have a strong economy in Lincoln County, then that gives us a much more challenging task. We have to work all the harder trying to get things done. Let's start with property taxes. Senate Joint Resolution 3. We passed that out of the Senate and the House and the Senate last year. That was a bill that I originated to give a property tax break to the elderly and the infirm. It's a resolution, meaning it has to go onto the ballot for you to approve as a constitutional amendment. I got it out of the Senate, moved it over to the House, barely got it through the Senate or the House Revenue Committee, and then it moved onto the floor. But we realized we needed something much more detailed. This comes after we had, there's a several different numbers running around, but I was keeping a count at about 17, 18 bills that had failed in that very particular committee, House Revenue. And that prompted me to say, you know, we've got some good legislation, so there's a little group of us, the House Majority Floor Leader, the President, myself, two or three others that come in about 5:30 in the morning on the Senate floor. We're just, we're there to go to work. You only got so much time, you got a lot of work to do. And I turned to him one morning, he sits a couple of desks over to me, and I said, hey, Hicks, what's going on? Our property tax relief bills are disappearing. They're not moving out onto the House floor for consideration. And he says, didn't you get the memo? And I said, what memo was that? And he says, we are to protect education funding and local government funding. I said, wait a minute. And he was just having fun with me, but he says, that's they're going into that committee, and that committee is designed to protect those two sources of funding. Well, that doesn't work for me because we're all in it together. Education, local governments, all of us are in this together, and we needed to address a problem that's out there. Now, the situation is such that on the western side of the state, it's gone beyond control. I call Lincoln and Teton counties ground zero property taxes. People are moving in, they're buying up the land without any hesitation for cost. Whatever it is, they'll buy it, and it changes the rest of us, it changes our life dramatically, because now we have higher property taxes, and we get people that it's up 20%, it's up 40%, it's up 60%. These rises are not acceptable. While we should be good and neighborly, we can't live with this kind of change in our lives. So a group of us, Teton and the Lincoln delegation, got together as we moved it out into the House floor, and we said, let's do a little hat trick here. What can we do legally? And some people questioned us, but I'm kind of the one that I'll push till they tell me to say no. But we switched out the inside of the bill, kept my name, my title, and brought on some legislation that specifically addressed the property tax increase and allowed us to take residential housing and put it on the ballot for you to consider to essentially make it a whole new approach to how we tax residential property. Some had concerns that the businesses would not be helped with this. That's my next step after that. We need to go after the residential issue and take care of it. So we switched that out. We moved it onto the House floor, and we worked. I worked with them. I said, let's get the best legal attorneys here with property taxes to build this bill for us. We used some previous legislation that was under consideration out of Sublet County. We mixed it up some more, made some changes, moved it on the House floor. I stayed that night and watched the debate in the House. I had my whole busload of Star Valley government students down there. We'd made the rounds and introduced them to the governor and all the key officials, the superintendent and all that. But I watched the debate, called over to the Olive Garden. I said, I'm paying for dinner, but I won't be there till the very end. And I watched the debate, and two or three members of the House ran up to the gallery and said, are you okay with this? Because it was my bill, my name. I said, I'm absolutely okay with this. It's a much stronger bill and a better approach to reducing property taxes at the residential level. We passed that in the House. We moved it over to the Senate. I could tell I did not have the votes for it on the Senate floor. So I asked the vice president, who was chairing at the time, I said, would you lay this back a day and allow me to work the floor a little bit longer? We did that. I got one of my key people on board, Senator Scott, who's been there for years. He needed to absorb it a little better. So I actually pulled out the change, the amendment, and gave it to him specifically, that immediate change, and said, this is what it does, Charlie. I would appreciate your support. By the next morning, he came in and said, Dan, I'm with you. And I said, that's what I need. Asked the vice president to put it up for debate, and it was hotly debated. And we got it through. I needed 22 votes. I got 23. And so that went through. In the meantime, in addition to that, that's in a holding pattern. You'll see that on your ballot in 2024. Appreciate your support for it because it allows us to do a solid approach to property taxes and reducing them at the residential level. A lot of work went into that. Governor walked, when we went down to the governor's signature, he said, how'd you pull this off? And I says, it wasn't easy. Anyway, we got the 50% property tax proposal that's out there too. That has been circulating, signatures going on to put it on the ballot to reduce your property taxes by 50%. Fair enough, but what you don't have is full support of that across the state. You walk into a place like Lincoln and Teton County and say, reduce my property taxes by 50%. Sure, I'm all for it. Where do I sign? But as you go across the state, as one person said to me during floor debate, I don't have a property tax problem in my county. Why do I jump on and cause all sorts of problems for my local governments and the schools? So keep that in mind. As this goes across the state, you may not have the 30,000 votes or whatever that's needed for that because not everybody is sharing the same problem that we are in the far west. It's still out there. It's still up for consideration. And I've asked, with that gaining traction, I've reached out to the County Commissioners Association because it will reduce the kind of money they have coming into them. I believe one of my commissioners says, well, that'll drop us by about $5 million in our base income. Said, fair enough, I need all my county commissioners to step up and get involved, not just in Lincoln, but across the state. So I wrote a letter to County Commissioners Association. The head of the County Commissioners Association came up to me in Gillette at our minerals meeting. So I got your letter. I said, we need to know where you stand on this. If we drop property taxes by 50%, what does it do to county governments? What does it do to town governments across the state? Need you involved. I've reached out to the Wyoming Education Association. If we drop property taxes by 50%, what does that do to you? The Wyoming Education Association is always in front of us saying, we need more money for education. Well, what does it do to you if you drop by 50%? Get involved in the discussion. Come back and say, this is where we stand. This is what we fear. This is how it changes education in our state. I'm not talking about just us locally, but across the state. Get involved asking the educators to say, what does it do if you lose 50% of your funding through property taxes? So that's what's going on there. Let me move to what I'm doing with Lincoln County. Yes, we have a nuclear power plant coming, but the timelines are out there. So if you're to look at, imagine a big board in front of you, and here's old school energy on the left side, nuclear new school energy on the right hand side. Both promise great jobs, but they don't come together in the timeline. We've got hundreds of jobs based on old school energy in Lincoln County and Southwest Wyoming. But if we shut all those down because of federal regulations or plans to say you know we're going to switch to new, we've got a big gap in there where people are not employed. And what happens to them? Where do they go? They'll probably move away. It won't be the same. There are promising jobs in the nuclear energy. That's developing across the nation, not just here. Don't think you're special just to have it in Wyoming. There are several other places that are developing nuclear power, especially micronuclear. They're already doing it, actually. You think about our subs. They gas one of those up for 40 years at a time with nuclear energy. It's already happening out there. But my main concern, and I said it in a public meeting with the Nuclear Regulatory Agency, my plan A and plan B are not coming together with your help. I got jobs now. People are employed. But if we switch to nuclear, the timeline isn't there. We don't bring the time periods together. I'm not sure if I'm explaining right. We got to keep those old school energy jobs in place, maybe forever if we can, we get this figured out, and develop the new nuclear energy as well at the same time. And so I've called upon my county commissioners. I need you involved with this fight for me. We got to fight for a coal mine in Lincoln County. It's what, $14 to $16 million in taxes into Lincoln County alone. We got to fight for those jobs. We got to stay with it. That's consuming a lot of my time down in Southwest Wyoming, down in Kemmer, trying to figure out how we keep that all protected, working with the governor's office to say old school energy is just as important now, and that's where the employment is right now, and that's where the tax base is right now, and I need everybody on board helping me out with that. That's where we're at. And one other side thing, we had a bill that came through labor and health. I said, I don't want labor and health. I just want to concentrate on all things energy. No, you got to go help labor and health. My good friend Fred Baldwin out of South Lincoln chairs that. We had a bill that came through and said, or we were considering, why aren't the health insurance companies paying their fees back and taking care of the hospital bills and the people's individual bills? Why is it being delayed, and why do you have to call multiple times just to get the payment on a surgery or something like that? I checked with Star Valley Health. I said, is this a real problem? They said, it's a real problem. So we're in the middle of this bill that's being strung out, and I said, here's the problem. They're not paying. Let's pass a bill right now that says they pay. Two or three other states have done it. So I got the assignment. Senator Dockstetter, Representative Penn, you go out for the summer, work with all the parties involved, and come back and bring us an answer. All I did by mouthing off was getting myself more work through the summer. But we came back with a solution. In our last meeting, we said, this is it, this is the solution. And sure enough, all the parties involved started taking us out into the weeds. We had 2.5 hours of discussion. I backed it up to square one and said, we passed this original bill that says the insurance companies will pay their obligations to the hospitals and to the patients, period. End of discussion. And one of the co-chairs says, well, wait a minute, we got all this other that we've discussed this morning. And I said, that's just taking us down into the weeds. Called for a motion on it. We passed it. I was nearly unanimous with the exception of two people. And that's how you work it. That's the longer I'm in it, I see how to get things done better than before. And we passed that. I left Saratoga from that meeting, went up to a UW football game to watch a little bit of it, and then head home. And one of the providers, one of the people came up and said, you know, we were going to go down this other trail and bring all this other information into it. But I says, we're not getting the job done. We're not taking care of the original problem. We're not taking care of what matters. And I said, that's why I passed that. Did the same over at Minerals Committee. We're talking on a property tax issue, local governments. I said, we're getting down into the weeds here. It's about taking care of personal property rights. I made a motion to pass it. It passed immediately. Same with the hospital insurance bill out in Saratoga. Made a motion to pass it. The guy at the football game, he said, how'd you do that? I says, it helps to be around a few years. That's it.
Hey, Senator, thank you so much for the update and your time and all the work that you do across the state of Wyoming. It's Senator Dan Dockstetter today and the legislative update on the SBI Radio Network.